Hello. We've been expecting you. It's true because I'm Mother Goose, and I heard you walk up. Anyway, welcome to the Once Upon a Time fan podcast. Whether you're a charmer, a deary, an evil regal, a kick-ax Team 7, or whatever you are all welcome here. Jeff and Colleen Roney from Orange County, California are the hosts. They are just the best. Oh, but come in, dears. Now, you can listen with the rest of us, but don't be shy. Here, this magical voice will tell you how to be part of the podcast.
Hi there. There are a number of ways that you can stay connected and interact with the show. Our main website address is onceuponatimepodcast.com. Our Twitter name is OUAT Podcast. Our email address is feedback@onceuponatimepodcast.com. And the address to our forum is forum.onceuponatimepodcast.com. And our voicemail line phone number is 657-333-0626.
Okay. Are you comfortable? Got your cocoa with whipped cream and cinnamon? Okay. Here comes Jeff and Colleen.
Here they come indeed.
Yep.
So we have a packed show.
Yeah,
we full do. Show. I've got more information than 2 hours worth. So just to kind of let you know how this is going to work is the first hour, we do have at least 2 call-in interviews.
Yay.
So the first hour is pretty much set.
Yep.
We're going to do some news. We're going to play a comedy bit that I finished this week just for the show. And we're going to touch on the spoiler aspect, but we're going to dive into it in the after party. So just full disclosure, we may have new people showing up. Let them know that we'll be discussing the spoilers in the second hour. So we'll start with the comedy bit because I want to get that out of the way. We may need a few chuckles. I know I may raise the hackles on a few people tonight. That's not my intent. Once we get into the subject, you'll understand kind of where I'm coming from. So here is the new, I don't know if you knew this, but in Storybrooke, there's a new, it's a new car sales place.
Oh, okay.
And what did I mean when I said that?
It's a new comedy bit?
Well, it's a used car lot.
Used car lot,
open.
Okay.
In Storybrooke.
Oh, okay. I see where you're going.
So if you're... there's only water over here.
I know.
Okay, here we go.
Hello, my name is Rumpelstiltskin, and we are not just having any sale, dearie, but the deals we are making now could change your life. Whatever you're using to get around, pumpkin, carriage, horse, swan... Dragon, or even a hybrid SUV, we have exactly what you need. And it only costs you something precious. So come on down to Rumpelstiltskin's Motors. It's a magical place, and the only place you can get deals like this.
My name is Captain Hook, and I sent that blithering blockhead Smee down to find a sailing vessel... to find that scurvy brat of a boy. And Smee spent all my money on this termite-ridden boat in a bottle. Smee, I'll get you where I find you. Smee, you'll not hide from me, Smee.
So life is full of choices, dearie. The key is to make the right one. And here at Rumpelstiltskin Motors, you have a 50% chance of making the right choice. And, dearie, this weekend only, we have Stromboli Circus. So watch this dragon that has just crawled out from its underground lair follow my every request. Dragon, stand on one foot. Now play chopsticks.
Thank you.
And now we're going to bring out the famous four blind mice in front of the dragon to sing Backstreet Boys songs. Everybody, yeah. Rock your body, yeah. Everybody, yeah. Rock your body, rock. Well, dearies, it's probably now called the three blind mice. Rumpelstiltskin Motors is the place to get the best deals in town. Come on down for our free hot dogs, Turkish delights, mystery meat on a stick with your choice of gravy or butter. So what's the big deal, dearie? Well, come on down and find out at Rumpelstiltskin Motors.
Well, boys, I guess we need to cross out the four and put in a three.
Well, that's that.
Oh, that's man.
What Jeff does in his spare time when he doesn't have other things to do in his spare time.
Yeah.
So let's jump into some news, and we will. There's just so much news. Okay, so it is official. Once Upon a Time will return September 30th at 8 p.m.
Yay!
On my television.
Yay!
And probably a few other televisions.
Phew.
So
that was another television.
Yes. Lots of casting news, and I don't think we've seen the last of it. A Pretty Little Liars star Julianne Moore has been cast as a prince, the Prince Philip, in Once Upon a Time.
Wow.
So the actor will appear as Sleeping Beauty hero Prince Philip in the second season of Once Upon a Time, according to Entertainment Weekly. So if it's not true, don't come looking for me. It's them. Also, Once Upon a Time has cast Cinqua Walls as Sir Lancelot. Yep. The Teen Wolf actor Walls will play the legendary knight in season two of Once Upon a Time. The character is portrayed as a sword for hire, banished from his proud position on King Arthur's Round Table, and will appear in at least two episodes. So, and we did see somebody that more than likely will appear in Once Upon a Time in the 2012 London Olympic opening ceremonies.
Oh, really?
Captain Hook.
Oh, yes.
He looked really scary to me.
Yeah?
Freaky scary.
Yeah.
So, another thing is D23 information has been announced.
Okay.
So, there's a blog post, and I didn't put that here. So let me look it up. Let's do that. I'll just look it up.
Okay.
Dadgummit. Thought I had it all ready.
And?
Okay, so the tickets will go on sale August 9th, 2012. And I have not heard, in this, it doesn't specify any Once Upon a Time cast will be there. So this is what I'm going to say. More than likely, they will, we think.
We assume.
Based on
history and other information.
We are watching this for further information.
Right. We don't know for sure. We just don't know.
Yep. But Miss Piggy will be there.
Okay.
And Jodie Benson, Regis Philbin, you know.
Wow.
Melissa Joan Hart will be there.
Okay.
Sean Astin will be there.
Okay.
Barbara Barnett talked to Sean Astin.
She did indeed.
She did at Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of big things there. All right. So we will jump back into this. The deputies have a new Facebook page.
Yes.
So I will post the link here in the chat room. But if you're listening to this, it is facebook.com/deputies of the Once Upon a Time Fan Podcast. So I'll take pity on you in the chat room, and I'll paste it in.
Make sure you open up the links.
Yes.
There we go. Good job. Yeah. So if you are on Facebook, go like the page for the deputies.
Please like.
That's awesome.
All right. And, okay. So what I'm going to do now is we have gotten a message for Don Juanito.
Ooh.
And, I'll play it.
Hola. This message is for Don Juanito. My name is Rosita Chiquita Martita de Chihuahua. I have just found your show. It finally arrived by carrier burro. I was hearing how good you are at sweeping. Well, let me tell you, I can sweep you under the table, senor. All I do is sweep. I sweep the floor. I sweep the wall. I even sweep the ceiling. Oh, and I was reading the Twitter. And there was talk of you having a gold medal in sweeping. Ha! I think I could out-sweep you and be the Olympic team captain for the sweeping team. Mexico! Wait. USA! USA! Seriosamente, mi amigo, I tease. I think we could be wonderful Olympic sweeping teammates. Me encanta de show. Muchos besos. Muy, muy. Rosita.
I liked your music.
Hello, everyone. This is Don Juanito.
Oh, Don, you came in.
I listened to that, and I was very, very impressed. I wondered if we could sweep together.
Yeah, I bet you possibly probably could. You know, Rosito?
See, Rosita.
Rosita, so sorry.
See, I need to keep my sexy peel turned down.
Your sexy peel?
Yes. If I turn my sexy peel up, oh, my God.
Your sexy peel?
Oh, yes. I need to turn it down because if I turn it up, crazy things happen. Oh. Do you remember when Friends went off the air? Worse than that.
Oh, worse than that. That would be tragic. That would be so tragic. Worse than that.
So, Rosita, let me say I'm just overwhelmed. Yeah, you sound like a good swiper. And I know how good swippers sound. So I'm touched. Now that sounds bad. I'm not saying that. Thank you so much for sending the message.
You have quite the following.
Well, of course.
You have a few fans.
I have been working on the Catman, helping him.
Oh yeah.
Because the Catman
has
going. Well, what I did is I put a CD together to help him. But anyway, I must go now. I must go.
That's it?
So, yes. Muchas besos, Rosita. I will see you again later. Goodbye now.
Okay, bye. He's just a little sneaky sneak.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, we have all these people wandering in and out of here. It's crazy. So,
yes,
yeah.
And climbing over the kennel, too. That's kind of funny.
Well.
Because we do have the little dog.
Yeah, we
again.
Have our furry little friend in
yeah,
here.
Yeah, she's sleeping in her crate right now, which is great because then she's not whining and crying and scratching and climbing on me and licking my face to death. So, but she's very
I'm gonna
cute.
I'm going to let the jokes go.
She's very cute. She's very sweet. She's in there with her COW. I can't say it out loud because if she hears me and she wakes up, she'll want to play.
True. So we should be getting a call soon.
Shortly, yes.
From two of my, this is hard to say, two of my more favorite Evil Regals, because I have a lot of favorite Evil Regals.
Well, sure.
I really do.
Sure, sure, sure.
So two of them will be calling in soon. So we'll just kind of vamp. I'll go through some more news. All right. Let's see here. So Jacob Davies is going to be starring, well, he's going to have a part in the new thriller, The Tall Man, which stars Jessica Biel.
Mm.
And it's kind of a scary movie.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Says when her child goes missing, a mother looks to unravel the legend of the Tall Man, an entity who allegedly abducts children. So, and I understand that there is a teddy bear in the film.
Okay.
And Sebastian Stan is reportedly back as James Bucky Barnes in Marvel's Captain America, The Winter Soldier, which is the sequel to the first Captain America film. I need to watch that again. I really liked it the first time. It's also interesting that Sebastian Stan signed a six-picture deal with Marvel Studios.
Wow.
Six pictures.
Six?
Yep. Yep.
So I wonder how many more Captain Americas, or if he's going to be in an... I'm imagining there's an Avengers 2, right? I would think.
Yeah, probably.
Very
likely. They didn't make enough.
Oh, and there's the magical...
This is Jeff. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Marissa.
Hi, Marissa.
How are you?
Hey, you're here too.
Yep.
Okay. So we have Paige and we have Marissa on the phone.
We do indeed.
Exciting.
Thank you very much for having us.
Oh, my God.
Yes, thank you so much.
Listen, I wish I could have said hello at the Paley Center, because that would have been a nice kind of connection through this. But anyway, so you guys...
Well,
really...
there's always next year.
I know. I know. I am going to try my best to... get closer up front, maybe in the press area. Anyway.
Yes.
So, you have exciting things to say. And the first thing is we're not going to talk about all of your trip. We're going to talk about certain things. So, tell me what it was like to step into Storybrooke and actually stand on Moncton Street. What was that like?
Oh, my God. I mean, so we're simply, in the taxi, just, it's just regular town, regular cars. We're just driving by and just all of a sudden see your favorite, most absolute favorite place in the world and your come to life just right before your eyes. It was just so surreal. I mean, one minute you're just driving down a regular street and then the next minute, you see Mr. Gold, you see Granny's, you see the clock tower. Just to have it be a real place felt like going to Hogwarts, Disney, all wrapped into one.
Mm-hmm.
It was just truly incredible. And just being able to walk down the street and be like, oh, they filmed this scene here, and oh, this scene was filmed over there. Like, it was so cool to see it in person. And you could just think of, when it was, daytime, you thought of all the daytime scenes. And then at nighttime, they've had a lot of scenes at night and just thought of all these particular moments and think, this is where, Mary Margaret and David had their first kiss. This is where, Regina and Mr. Gold talked in Skin Deep, just being able to go to all these places and just experience it. Just, I mean, as a Once Upon a Time fan, it just was one of the most incredible things that I've ever, ever seen. Or felt.
Was this the first time you've ever seen filming locations or?
Yeah.
Okay.
I live in Chicago, so there was a show that got canceled very early in the fall season, but it was called The Playboy Club.
Ah.
And Broadway actress that I really admire was in that show, and I was actually able to see them do some filming. But this is definitely like the longest, most in-depth that I was able to see.
Did you guys stand in the middle of the street where the tree was? At the corner of, was it 2nd and Moncton?
Did we do that, Paige? I think we might have not actually stood at that actual spot.
Okay, all right.
We might have, but we stood everywhere.
We feel like we did. I mean, we literally found the actual bench in the marina where Emma and August in the stable boy. We were like, we went back, we looked at the episode, and we said, okay, it looks like there's a bar, there's a thing hanging off the bar here. You can see the boats in the background. Where is it? So we're literally walking around finding all these, little specific places that only true, Once Upon a Time fans would really appreciate it. It was just so cool for us to be able to say they were here. They filmed these scenes right here, and it was just unbelievably cool.
I am so jealous, but I will continue. You know how rare it is, though, is because a lot of these shows are filmed on back lots, And so most of the shows that we grew up watching, you can't really watch them film, you know, maybe for a little bit if it's Universal or something, or Paramount or something like that. But this is so rare that you can go and actually watch a scene being filmed. So it is just so incredible that you had that opportunity. I mean, did you eat at Granny's?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, we did. We had lunch there. We absolutely did. And, you know, just took a stroll down all the streets, I mean, multiple times. It was just, I mean, once wasn't enough. We literally just had to keep going down and back and forth, you know, all down, because we just could not get over that. We physically were in Storybrooke. And just to see all the signs, I mean, many of the things they have, you know, alternate names for, but it says Storybrooke, you know, Animal Shelter. It says Storybrooke Bread Shop. Those things stay that way. They don't change. And so you really feel like you're just in the middle of all the magic.
Wow.
And the town really is beautiful. It's right on the water. You could see, like, mountains in the distance. And everyone that we met and talked to there was so nice and so welcoming and so supportive of the show. So they really welcome fans that come to visit. Yeah, they really did.
That's awesome. So was there anything about the, you know, the location shots that struck you as being, you know, perspective-wise? Because you know how everything looks different on TV. Did it seem a little different, or did it kind of really feel perspective-wise the same way it does when you see it on the show? Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I think there's a total perspective difference, because I mean the one of the scenes that we saw was a total of two scenes. It was filmed outside of the town hall, Storybrooke Town Hall. And you just think that, you know, I assumed that when we went there that the street was going to be shut down and that it was just going to be crew and cast and, you know, we'll see how close we can get. We'll see what we're able to see. But they did not shut the street down. There are cars going by all day. They're literally just filming as people are going about their daily lives, walking, you know, past the town hall. And the fact that there are all these people and all these crew members right on top of the actors, you feel like, you know, when you see it on the show, that you think that the crew members are really far distance and it's just the actors. They're right on top of them. They're just simply out of camera shot, and they're right below them, marking where they are. Everyone's, you know, taking control of different cameras, and it just makes you have such a greater appreciation for the work that it takes to make such, you know, a show like this, and how so many people are involved, and how the effort and all the important people that really play into it. It really does, and they have to do multiple takes for each scene, because they have to do different, you know, lighting and camera angles. And for each different camera angle, they film the same scene about two or three times. And then the scene that we saw filmed in front of the town hall, there was a ton of extras involved. So not only do you have the main cast members to deal with, but you have all these extras. And so to see them just do take after take after take, you see all the hard work that goes into it. I mean, a matter of like a 1 minute and 30 second scene can take hours to actually produce.
Yeah.
And like just to see this cast and crew work, like it was very hot that day that we were there. It was about 85 and sunny, and everyone was sweating and it was hot, but this entire cast and crew had nothing but smiles on their faces. They're all, you know, laughing and just happy to be there. They're all hugging each other. And to see that, to see how much they love to do what they do, gave me so much more love and respect for this show, to see how happy they are to make it.
Exactly, yeah.
Now, I saw a photo of you in front of a very famous mayor's house. So tell me, obviously this is a private residence, but kind of tell me what that was like to stand in front.
Oh, my gosh. Actually, for the house that they used for Regina's house, I believe the show actually bought that house, because we found out that they do use, like, the interior of the house all the interior shots on the show are used in that house. Like, they told us, you know, Henry's room is actually upstairs.
Yep.
And they use that entire house.
Wow.
They did that. We actually have a house not too far from where we live, which was Big Mama's house for the first movie. And they didn't buy the house, but they actually did pay these folks an awfully healthy sum to live somewhere else for a while they were filming. So I wonder if they did the same. I mean, they might have bought the house, but they possibly have just kind of relocated them temporarily. But either way, I mean, that's pretty awesome and pretty amazing because they're clearly using that house is gorgeous.
It is. It is absolutely beautiful. Like, I mean, it looks beautiful on screen, but it really is such a magnificent looking house. And just to be in front of it as a Once Upon a Time fan, as, you know, as huge evil Regals, we were just floored. And then we actually, Mr. Gold's house, which we see only in Deep, is just two blocks away.
Hmm.
So
oh,
we got
cool.
to go visit that house, which we found out there's a sign. It's actually for sale.
Wow.
Paige and I were sort of like, could we, you know, let's move up here.
That would be pretty cool, man, to buy that house. Good Lord.
Yeah. Mm. That house is also very beautiful. You only get this beautiful, but now, it's amazing.
I'm not trying to derail. I just want to say something funny. I want to ask a question. Is I was at St. Helens, Oregon, where they shot Twilight. Okay. So I was in front of Bella's house, I saw a sign they put on the tree out front. They said, "Hi, Twilight fans. You know, Bella doesn't live here. Please leave us alone." You know, and it was just, are there any notes like that anywhere else? Like, you know, "Hi, Once Upon a Time fans, look," you know.
No, there was nothing like that.
Okay.
The only thing that we saw that had any sort of Once Upon a Time sign on it was outside of Mr. Gold,
mm-hmm.
The pawn shop. There was a little thing, you know, saying Once Upon a Time, you know, returns this fall. But
right, in season, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but nothing on Regina's house. It was... There was nothing there. There was nothing outside of Gold. There's not much that we saw, which was interesting.
That sign out front of Mr. Gold's house, I believe, was one of Mark Davis's creations. So,
yes, I had heard that. Yeah.
Yep. And okay, so let's cut to the chase. You guys hit the highest lottery I think you could hit.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of seeing what happened, and just it kind of escalated from there. So, I'm going to try not to turn green, but let's kind of roll through who you met.
All right, okay, Lana. Yep, Lana.
Now since I know that there's a lot of evil Regals listening and will be listening, kind of let's go into detail. What was that like meeting Lana?
Oh God, I mean,
oh my gosh.
Well, we feel so fortunate because, you know, we went on this trip, you know, with the intention of, you know, our ultimate hope was that we would be able to see her, and we had a birthday gift for her that we were very much hoping to, you know, to see her. And so we were there, and then we find out, you know, we got to see her film, her very first scene of season two, which was, we're not going to, you know, we won't give away the details, but it just was incredible. And
it was just the two of us and one other evil Regal who lives around the area who had come to see us. So it was just the three of us. It was like a very private thing, and that was definitely one of the highlights of the trip, and that's something I'll never forget, and I cannot wait to actually see that scene on TV, because
and so we're sitting back, we're standing where we need to stand. We were very, you know, we said to them, you know, tell us where we need to stand. You know, we will go where you need us to go. We'll be, you know, we very much appreciate you, you know, letting us, you know, see what we're being able to see. And she's there. We see her in the distance. We can see her. And then all of a sudden, she just locks eyes with us. And she
gave us the biggest smile and just the biggest wave. And we could tell that she remembered us from Los Angeles, from PaleyFest, and from Twitter. And she even, at one point, was in her little tent, you know, getting her going over things with the director. And she walked out again and yells over to us, "Did you see I wore your shirt?" Because there was actually a picture of her wearing the Evil Regal shirt that we made her when she went to Comic-Con a few weeks ago. And she, the fact, even the simple fact that she yelled that out to us while she's in the middle of filming this, what looks like a very important big scene, was just so amazing and just shows the kind and just generous soul that she really is.
She really is the sweetest person you can imagine. She's so just nice and warm. And, I mean, just to see her face light up when she saw us, I mean, we were so happy to see her. But to see her so happy to see us also is something that I'll never forget.
Wow.
And just to see how quickly she just turns it on. Like, she is able to give us these smiles in these ways and be totally sweet. And then she just gets into, it just shows how professional she is. She just gets to her zone. And you just see, like, her eyes, like, her everything about her just changes. She's just so focused and just so locked everything else around her. And she's just in the moment. And it's just truly fascinating to see it. And, again, it gave us just a deeper appreciation for just how talented she is and just how dedicated she is to this role and to making it, you know, as good as it can be.
And this, I think for me, that was really one of the coolest things to see as far as filming goes, is to see all of these people actually do the process of getting into character and prepare right before they film a scene. And then, you know, when they yell cut, just to see them turn it on and off, particularly for Lana, because, you know, she's so sweet and she's so not this evil villain that she plays. So to see her be able to turn it on and off, like, in an instant was amazing.
Wow, that definitely is a cool moment, and I am jealous. Okay, so what other cast members did you have the opportunity to meet?
We had the honor of meeting Michael Coleman, who is Happy. Meg Macario, who is Bashful.
Wow.
And our favorite sleepyhead, Miss Faustino.
Faustino. He's Mr. Sleepy.
And we also got to meet the dreamy, grumpy dwarf himself, Lee Ehrenberg.
Wow.
Who is so nice.
We got to meet David Anders, Dr. Whale.
Gee.
We met Jared Gilmore.
Oh, little Jared.
Such a cutie. She's such a sweetheart.
And just seriously, the cutest, absolute cutest kid. He was so, so sweet. And actually, he was a little shy. It was actually sort of funny. We went up to him, and I asked him, you know, how did you do anything fun during your time off? And he just sort of looks to the side and goes, yeah, like, he's just such a sweet kid.
And he loves what he does. He's so happy to be on set.
He's just horsing around, and he's just hilarious. And so we got Raphael Sabarge.
Wow.
Nice. And we got to meet Josh Dallas.
Prince Charming himself.
Now, I don't know if you heard it, but there's a bunch of ladies that just fainted. Maybe some guys too that just heard you.
Yeah.
So, lots of Josh Dallas fans. What now?
We almost did. Well, what happened was like Paige was saying, it was very hot, and so we would often go off to the side under this tree to get some shade when they were switching camera angles and setting up everything. So we're just sitting there. We're literally laying in the grass, and it's been hours and hours, and any makeup that I had on was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just sitting there, and all of a sudden we hear someone say, "Hey, you Big Ones fans, got a prize for you." And then all of a sudden we just hear Josh yell, "You came from Connecticut?" And he
just, Paige and I were floored. I was sitting down under the tree, and I just remember looking up at him and being like, oh my gosh. I mean, it was one thing, because, I mean, Lana was there, and we saw her, and we, you know, then got to see her afterwards. It wasn't like a shock. Josh was just completely, he just came out of nowhere. It was the biggest, I'd say the biggest shock for us.
Yeah, that definitely was. And he's such a sweet guy, gave us both big hugs, signed stuff for us, took pictures. Like, we, you know, he was so happy that we came to see it, to see them film, and he's such a sweet guy.
We just stood there after he left, just looking at each other with just the biggest shocked faces, just what just happened. And we, again, felt so honored because he was filming this very busy scene in an intense scene. And the fact that he took a few minutes to come over and say hi to us and just meant the world to us. And it makes me just love this Once Upon a Time family just so much more. It was such an amazing, amazing to meet him. He really is he's charming.
Very charming. And Ima, I have the chat room up. I saw that Ima asked about Megan. We actually did see Megan. We did see her on set filming, but we also saw her actually right when we landed at the airport. She has landed pretty much at the same time coming back from Comic-Con. And as we were leaving the airport, she walked past us, and we just said, hey, Megan, and she's like, hi, and she smiled and waved, and she's very nice. So that was cool. I mean, before we even set foot outside the airport, we saw somebody. We were like, what are we in for?
You know, I've got to ask, did you see Robert Carlyle?
No, we did not.
No. I believe that he actually didn't start filming until last week, as far as I know. Yeah.
That's possible.
So I think you mentioned something about seeing Keegan as well, or no?
Yes. Okay. We didn't get to talk to her or anything, but we did get to see her film, and she did smile and wave, as did Tony Amendola, who plays Marco.
Wow.
That was very cool, but poor Keegan. She was she's in her nun's costume because she plays a nun.
Yeah.
And heard, you know, it's a wool sweater and a long skirt, and it was hot, and we're like, oh, poor Keegan.
We felt for her, we really did.
Oh yeah.
I want to thank you too so much for taking your time and for sharing your stories and your experiences with us.
Yes, thank you so much. We love talking about it. So thank you for giving us the opportunity to share it with others.
Well, we really appreciate it so much. And before I let you go, I kind of want to switch gears a little bit. And I do want you to weigh in, if you don't mind, about the idea about the spoiler aspect of as a fan being there viewing the filming, a lot of spoilery things going on. What were you told? Can you give us a little idea about that as far as how to handle pictures and that kind of thing?
Well, I mean, this you want to go first, Paige?
Sure. I mean, first of all, they ask you very respectfully while they're filming not to take pictures. And if you do take any, because, I mean, they can't really stop you if you're determined, they ask very respectfully, you know, to not post any pictures until after the episode airs.
Yeah.
Marissa and I, first of all, we didn't take any pictures when they were filming. And any pictures that we did take, we are not posting online until after the episode airs.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I feel like it's such an amazing opportunity to be able to see them film. And I would hate for it to get to the point where, you know, they see spoiler pictures being released, you know, people
not listening and just posting pictures anyway. And for it to get to the point where eventually even on location sets become closed sets and not be for fans not to be able to see filming anymore, I think that would be a total shame because it's such an amazing experience. And if you can, I say definitely try to go and have it. And, I mean, you know, this show is such a roller coaster ride of amazing, epic twists and turns that, you know, as a fan, like, I mean, yes, sometimes it is cool to see, you know, to get, like, inside scoop before stuff happens. But, I mean, I like being surprised. I like watching the episode for the first time and being like, oh, my God, I never saw that coming. So, I mean, I know there's a lot of people's opinions about it. Some people like to know everything. Some people like to know nothing. Some people like to know some things. But, I mean, it's just there's no real way for people to control what gets out there except for the people who post them. So, I mean, the really big thing is I feel like if you're asked to not post them until after the episode, to just respect those wishes. Because, I mean, all it takes really is one person or one website to ruin it for everyone else, to ruin an amazing experience for everyone else.
Mm. Exactly. And, like, and just, you know, to go along with that, I mean, we were extremely, extremely lucky, no doubt about it. I mean, the luck that we got was unbelievable, and we are forever grateful for that. But Paige and I also really believe that because for, and this is, you know, advice for anyone who really wants to go visit, being, just remembering that this is their job and being respectful, I believe, got us so much. And we were asked, like Paige said, we were simply asked, you know, not to take or not to post any pictures that we took. And we've already seen, you know, obviously several pictures have, many, many pictures have been released.
Yeah.
And Paige and I, you know, could easily pull or put the pictures online right now, and it wouldn't really make a difference because everyone's seen them that probably wants to see them. But it's just a matter of, you know, respecting what they want. And I understand people are, I can't wait for once the season to start. And I know people want spoilers and want, you know, want to know things ahead. I do too. I'm dying for September 30th, but especially having been on the set and seeing how hard they work and seeing just what it takes to make this show, it's just, Paige and I just felt very, very strongly about respecting their wishes and just not giving too much away. And, I mean, this show is truly magic. And if you want to see the magic, you can't, you know, be given everything away, you know, too quickly. So for really anyone who goes up there, have a great time. Enjoy yourselves. We wish, you know, the same luck that we got. And simply just being
respectful. That's the key word for anything is just be respectful. If you respect them that this is a job and they are doing their job, if you respect them and let them do their job, they will respect you as fans. And, you know, if they can come over and take a picture and sign when they're done filming, they totally will do that. But the key word is just respect.
Exactly.
So. You ladies are great. I thank you so much for your time and for sharing with us. And
thank you so much. It was a great, very great honor.
Yes, well, thank you so much.
Well, hopefully one day we'll both get to shake your hand and maybe give you a cool side hug or something and say hi.
I hope so.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll make it happen.
Okay, all right. You two take care and have a good evening, okay?
All right, thank you.
You too.
Thanks, take care.
All the best.
All right,
thanks.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Really cool.
Yep.
Really, really cool.
Yep, yep, yep.
That was excellent.
Yes.
Okay, so we got that, and we should have...
Shortly.
Yep.
Another call?
Yep, Julianne, hopefully. We'll see. So, yeah, that was... Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I can, actually.
I mean, yeah.
I can. I can imagine it.
And, oh, by the way, it worked. Two people on the same call calling
That's
in.
Awesome.
Oh,
that's awesome.
That was another off my list of things I didn't know would work. So, All right. So I think we'll kind of move forward. There's a few other little items, news items. Our little furry friend is
She's kind of very sad right now. She wants out.
This is Jeff.
Hello, this is Julianne.
Hi, Julianne. How are you?
I'm good. I was just listening, and I heard you say my name, so I ran outside and called.
Thank you. Hopefully it's not too cold outside.
I'm in Florida.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it's probably not cold.
It's like, it's like 90 degrees.
So I wanted to talk to you because you are in the biz, first of all. You're in the entertainment biz. Now you do a lot of different things. You're an accountant, and what kind of things do you do in the entertainment business?
Well, I started out as a PA in the office and on set, and then I started doing especially coordinating of reality shows, which is The Office, assisting the producers. And then I went on to production coordinate features. I did some independent stuff as an assistant coordinator. And then I did some small location shoots as an assistant coordinator for studio jobs. And then I jumped into TV because I wanted to work in art department. So I did art department on a TV show called The Glades for one season. And then I did art department on the Charlie's Angels pilot as a coordinator, which is just more office stuff, but having to do with the art department. And then from there, I jumped into accounting, and I've been doing accounting ever since. I've been doing second assistant accounting on studio features, which is office accounting, paying bills.
It's paying bills, but it's important.
That's my life story.
Okay. But you know, all these people that say, you know, I want to work in the entertainment industry, but I can't act. If you can be an accountant, you can work in the entertainment industry. So,
yeah, it's basically a village. Every time there's a TV show or a movie, there's a whole village of people that are set up to support it.
Now, when I first heard about you, you had created this really cool design for the Charmers shirt. Tell me how you came up with that idea. It's really a great looking shirt and a great looking design.
I've been making t-shirts just for fun since I was in high school. I designed t-shirts for my high school plays, t-shirts for college plays, just for fun. And so I've always played around with Photoshop and Illustrator. And when I just came up with Charmers, and Josh Thomas chose Charmers as our name, that was super exciting. And then a week later, he was like, oh, we need t-shirts. And I was like, I'm on it. So I just, my design philosophy is just simple and like graphical things. I don't really do artwork. I do more like elements. But Charmers, hashtags. And then I just started messing around with hashtags, and I bunched them all together, and then I cut the Charmers word outside of the middle of it, and I just thought, oh, that's really neat looking. It kind of like, that kind of like became my thing, the hashtag cutout.
Yep.
And that's how I came up with it, sitting on my couch watching TV.
Wow. Now, you have other little, you have other designs, but the Charmers has been the one, obviously, with the Once Upon a Time fans and everything. That's been the one that people kind of gravitate back toward. And you have all kinds of different styles of shirts. I saw a hoodie, too, right?
Yeah, I have a hoodie. There's a Charmers hoodie. I found this website called Spreadshirt, and anybody can upload designs to the site, and you can sell them shirts. And the products are really, they're really like a good quality, because some places like Cafe Press, the quality is not that great. But the Spreadshirt shirts are pretty good, and they're slightly less expensive than Cafe Press, and they give more freedom. So I can upload one design and add it to any product I want on Spreadshirt. So that's really fun.
Now,
want to do? Yeah.
Did I see a picture of Josh wearing one of the Charmer shirts?
Yes.
Tell me about that. Just, you sent it to him, and he sent you a picture of it or what?
I sent it to him with a letter, and I said, hey, you know, I made these shirts. I had 177 people wanted their name on the shirt, so I put 177 names on the shirt, and then I had 50 of them made and all out of my pocket, and then I sold 20 of them, which was okay. I made, you know, a quarter of my money back because I didn't have, like, any – there was no profit margin on it. It was just make the shirts and sell them.
Right.
So I – sent it on the letter. I was like, kind of a sob story letter, like, if you could wear the shirt and tweet it, that would be really great. So he did. he actually tweeted the picture. Someone took the picture for him of him in his trailer, and he tweeted it. And then I got a few more orders, so that was fun.
Okay.
There's still about 128 people who have their name on the shirt who don't have a shirt.
Well, we'll...
I'm going to buy one.
Yeah. Well, we'll definitely...
plug.
Put out the link to that, but I see. That's why I love this type of fandom with the connection to social media. Is you love the show, you saw the idea for a T-shirt, whatever. You came up with it. You put it on the internet in this site. You created it, and then you're off and running. You know, I mean, years ago, this was not even possible, you know.
Right. And I made a bunch of friends in this. I have, like, when I started out with it, I had, like, 130 followers. I have 555 followers now, and they're all, like, my friends. And they're all into my shirts, and they're all into the same stuff I'm into. So it's really awesome. Like, I've spent a bunch of money, but it's just, like, a hobby. It's not like I'm not in it to make money. It's just my hobby now, spending money on these projects and sending them to people.
Well, you travel quite a bit, too. So
I try to, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, it's you're a busy gal. And I also see you're an electrician.
I'm a theater electrician. I have a theater major in technical theater.
Okay.
So when I'm not working in features and television shows, I try to work on theatrical productions. I'm not in the union, though, so I have to do, like, local stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like hanging lights and then turning the lights on and running the spotlight.
Got it. And you're a nerd too, but you're not a nerd. You're a technical person.
I'm a nerd. I call myself I'm a wannabe geek because I'm not learned in all the geekiness. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I want to be.
Yep.
So I'm a nerd because I like to learn things.
All right, Julianne, I want to thank you for your time. And
thank you.
You got it. And I've been seeing your name on Twitter and the really cool exchanges. And you're so nice. And I really enjoy you're very stylistic with what you do. And so we're going to put the link up. We'll get the word out. Really cool shirts. And if you're a charmer... You need the shirt. So,
Josh has a shirt. All the time I need one.
Yep.
And they're super cheap.
Super cheap.
They're like $15.
Yep. Yep. So,
that's cheap, right?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. I mean, I can spend a lot more money going into any store for a shirt.
And if I still have about 20, 30 of the ones that have people's names on them. So, those are really cheap if anybody wants those. It's all on my profile on my Twitter.
Yep. And see, when you buy one of Julianne's shirts, you're not only helping her sell shirts, but you're also helping the show.
Right.
Because we're always worried that not enough people are watching. So if you get a charmer shirt, you're walking down the street, somebody will go, hey, what's that? Say, let me tell you about Once Upon a Time. And Sunday night, 8 o'clock. Well, I watched The Amazing Race. You say The Amazing Race is lousy. You got to watch Once Upon a Time, you know. So, anyway.
They DVR it.
That's true.
DVR The Amazing Race, watch once.
That's right. So,
plus, I was going to say, plus, if they see you walking down the street wearing the shirt and they're already Once Upon a Time fans, you can tell them where you got it from, bring more business towards Julianne's way, and then you can tell them where you heard about it, which is the Once Upon a Time fan podcast.
Oh, I love my wife. I love my wife.
I'm learning slowly to be like you.
We just need a fan podcast t-shirt.
Exactly. There you go.
Oh, nice. I'm getting excited. Julianne, I want to thank you for your time.
Yes, thank you so much.
We're only a tweet away, and we're going to help you out. But thank you so much.
I wanted to give you some inside info.
Ooh.
They're making Avengers 2. I already have friends who are working on it.
Sweet.
So don't worry about that.
Yay.
Yay.
We love the first
one. And I'm actually starting on a little project next week called Iron Man 3.
Which is freaking awesome.
Very nice.
Oh, and what exactly will you be doing for Iron Man 3?
I'm second assistant accountant on the Miami unit. So they'll be here filming for some amount of weeks. I'm not entirely sure. But I'll be working on that as a second assistant accountant.
See, accountants.
Go see it.
Accountants are exciting because they work on exciting things. So
there's always a need for an accountant. It's exactly people aren't clamoring to get into that position.
Yeah, a lot of people are afraid
as you would imagine.
A lot of people are afraid of accounting. I was terrified of it until I actually understood it, and now I don't think I'd be a CPA, but I can hold my own with accounting, so
you know, if you can pay your bills on time, you can pay the studio's bills on time.
There you go.
Oh, I don't want to talk about that. Okay. So,
hey, it's not our money. We don't have to worry about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So,
kind of true.
So, Julianne, the charmer, the graphic t-shirt designer who's also good with debits and credits.
Yes.
Thank you so much for your time, okay?
Thank you, guys. Have a great night.
You got
Thanks
it. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right.
Sweet. Two calls worked. Yay.
I know. Yay.
All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to end our first hour, the main show. Then we're going to go into the after party. We're going to pray for this little dog to stop whining. I have tried everything.
Sad.
So I want to send big love out to everyone who's listened, all the call-ins. Such a cool, cool show. Such awesome things going on. So big love to everybody, and we will talk to you soon.
Thank you for being a part of this podcast. This is an unofficial podcast dedicated to the ABC TV show Once Upon a Time. This is Wayne Henderson, the voice of the Once Upon a Time fan podcast. And if you want to know more about how my voice acting services might work for you, check out MediaVoiceOvers.com. And now, all of us here at Roni's Own Media and MediaVoiceOvers.com look forward to sharing the love and enjoyment of the Once Upon a Time TV show next time. Take care.